Good morning, everyone. This is our regular session of Commissioners Court for Monday, November the 15th, 2010. We will have a few moments of silence before we start, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
That was easy.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
That's in here.
What is that?
Yeah.
So I said I can't leave it in.
No. Item one is to consider and take action on the minutes from the previous meeting. And I understand those are ready, but we just don't have them. Is that right? You've got them all prepared. We just don't have them. All right. Item A won't require any action. Item B are our payroll changes.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Morning.
Yeah, how you doing?
Is there a second to approve payroll?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. I would like to note that Commissioner Ferguson is out today. He wasn't feeling well. Item D are the budget amendments.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Motion to approve.
I'm just asking.
Okay. I don't know. Today?
Mm-hmm. You said it.
No. I didn't pay attention.
I just asked.
Oh, okay. We'll correct that next time.
Is there something I missed on here, Judge?
No, I think so. Is there a second?
I mean, if there's an issue on here, whatever, I'll withdraw the motion if we need to discuss.
I think it's just a cleanup for the.
This should be the end of the budget amendments.
She told me the other day.
I thought we did this last meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. She hadn't told me that, but.
Was there anything major, Dean, or is it just normal routine stuff?
It's the routine. There's a lot of them, but it's it's the routine end of the year. It's cleaning up the budget from last year, making all the final transfers. Is there a second to approve the budget amendments?
For the fiscal year that ended September 30th?
Correct? Yes.
Okay.
Okay, is there something that you had a question about or whatever?
I'm just reading.
I hope I didn't overlook anything here.
I want to make a statement right quick. You know, gentlemen, we up here to take care of county taxpayers' business. When you bring your personal feelings to court, you need to leave a mouth shut at the corner when you come in this courthouse. If y'all have noticed, the past several meetings when this has all been going on, if I don't second Mr. Crittenden's motion, it's not going to get seconded probably. And I'm not the only one on this court. So that's why I say it's time to leave your personal feelings out at the road instead of bringing commissioners to court. Second, Mr. Crittenden's motion.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden and seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item E are the accounts payable.
Judge, I got some discussion on those.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I didn't know if everybody was going to be able to follow along.
What page?
Page 4. Under the elections. We've pretty well rode this horse to death in the past or whatever. This has to do with the Glenwood Water Department, where we hold our elections, where Box 5, if I'm not mistaken, is located at. That building out there that we've got sits on county-owned property that Glenwood Water Corp, back in, it was when Mr. Orms was commissioner in here, and I believe, Judge, you was judge on the court at that time also, made an agreement with Glenwood Water that we would lease them approximately two acres of land out there with the understanding that they could build a building on there. They would lease it for $1 a year for 99 years. So basically the county is getting, you know, is making $1 a year on this property that we own. To me, that was not the best way the taxpayer's dollar could have been spent, but the fact is it's already been done. But the agreement was that if we allowed them to lease that money for $1 a year, they would provide not only the JP and office out there to office in, which JP was officing just about a couple hundred yards up the road from that location at that point in time. They would provide an office for the JP. They would provide a court for the JP to hold court in. They would provide an office for the constable to office in, and they would provide the county with a location to vote in during the elections. Well, the JP did not get the office out there. The JP's office is down here in another county-owned building. Therefore, there's no courtroom out there. And the constable is officing with the JP right down the street. So we lost those three there. They said at that point in time when they built the building, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not quoting them, but something to the effect that they could not zone it appropriately with the air conditioning, and or they was not going to have enough room in the building that they had proposed to build to provide us with that. So the only thing that the county got that the taxpayers is receiving is a location to vote in out there at no charge. Now that was their contract with the county. Now once again, it's back on the bills here that they're billing us $50 for the use of the tables and chairs out there, which I think is wrong. I went and talked to Mr. Bird about a year ago, give or take a few months, and he at that time told me, he said, James, he said, the tables and chairs in a polling place are just as necessary as electricity is in there, or the running water is in there, or the heating and cooling is in there, whatever. He said, you know, the voter has to have a place to sit at and vote. And he told me at that point in time that he thought it was a charge that we should not have to pay. Now, in this election here, just this one election, they've charged us $50 for early voting for those tables and chairs, and they've charged us another 50 for those tables and chairs for the day of the election. Now, I'm not real smart, but that's $100 there that those people are getting to use this property out there for $99 for 100 years. I don't know any one of us in this courtroom here that would rent our property to somebody and pay them to live in it. And that's basically what we've got here. And it's disgusting that it keeps appearing on here, and a group of people out there would even take the time to request to be refunded for something that we're using. So if they are going to bill us for this, I would like to see the county at some point in time decide that when we deliver the voting equipment out there, that we also furnish our own tables and chairs so the taxpayer is not out this money. It's $100. It's not a whole lot. But when I ran for office, I promised to run my office up here and the county's money the way I run my own house. And I found out a long time ago, you take care of the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. And this is pennies compared to the budget that we've got. But I don't approve of it. And so at this point in time, I will make a motion that we accept the bills with the exception of paying the $100 to Glenwood Water for the rent of tables and chairs out there.
Recently in the last, I don't know, probably 3, maybe 4 weeks ago, I did receive a letter from the district attorney. And I won't dispute what he may have said to you previously, but he issued an opinion wherein he said that our lease with them did not include the tables and chairs, and that if the commissioner's court decided to pay the $50 charge for the tables and chairs, that was up to the commissioner's court. It was a legal bill, and that was the commissioner court's decision.
So you received a letter to this effect?
Yes.
And you said it was about 3 weeks ago?
Yes, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Any reason why, this being an issue in my precinct, I haven't received a copy of that?
I don't know.
I was unaware of it.
I don't know why he didn't. You were unaware of it?
Unaware that a letter had been sent or whatever until I talked to him.
You haven't talked to the DA about it?
I talked to him, and he said that you had received
it. So you were aware of it?
I was aware of it after the last court when I overheard Mr. Crabtree say something about a letter from the DA's office or whatever.
That's did issue a letter. The letter was addressed to me. I cannot answer for him why he did not send you a copy.
Well, like I say, I think it's wrong that they do it, that they bill us for this. It's also, in my opinion, with the other election locations, we've got a contract that stipulates and tells us how much we're going to pay for the use of their buildings, and I don't see how we can pay a bill here without a contract. And that's, I've always been a stickler for contracts. At the counties, when we're doing business, we should have a contract.
Do we not have a contract with them?
We've got the lease agreement that they made to us that they would provide us with a polling place out there at no charge to the taxpayers. That's the only contract that we've got. There's nothing in writing that I have seen that says now we wish to revise our agreement with the county and charge the county for this, for the use of the tables and chairs. So without a contract.
Well, I haven't asked the county clerk. I don't know if we have a contract or not. She enters into those contracts for elections.
Judge, we'd have to sign off on those. We sign off on all the other contracts that come.
No, not for elections.
Yeah. We've got a contract with the building over there in Gladewater that we use for Mr. Crabtree's. We've got a contract for East Mountain out there that we signed that stipulates what we're going to pay. We've got a contract with Orr City up there. I mean, I didn't bring that with me, but I certainly can provide you with that information after we get out of court.
County clerk approves and signs off on those contracts.
So you're saying that a contract can go through the court, the county, and the court does not ever have to approve it, is what you're saying?
Only for elections.
Well, why we got the contract with the students' building over in Gladewater? Why we got the contract with the city of Orr City?
I don't know.
Is
point is, I think the contract is good business. I don't know of any transaction that I have ever gone through without signing a contract, so both parties are represented equally, and you can go back and reflect on what took place. But my motion still stands that we approve the bills with the exception of the $100 charge, $50 charge twice at Glenwood Water.
Judge, just to clarify, did Mr. Byrd say that the court had the option of deciding or that the court should pay the bill? I was a little unclear on that. He said it was up to the commissioner's court.
Right, it's a legal bill.
Okay, but did he say the court had the option of paying it or that the court should pay it?
He didn't say that. It's a legal opinion. He's not going to tell us what to do.
I see. So in other words, he said it's the court's discretion as to whether to pay it or not.
Correct. He said that the lease did not include the tables and chairs. He was specific about that. There's a motion to.
You don't think we should pay that? That.
No, sir, I don't think we should pay it. And it'll have, in my opinion, it'll have no reflection on the other members of the court, this being in my precinct. If this costs me the election, if I lose my election over $100 today, that I can go home and put my head on my pillow tonight and know that I have made the right decision for the taxpayers out there. And gentlemen, that's what this job's about.
I disagree with you. I think it is our job to pay our bills. So.
Motion is to pay accounts payable. With the exception of the bills to Glenwood Water. Is there a second to that motion? That motion fails for lack of a second.
Motion to pay accounts payable.
Is there a second to pay accounts payable?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
2-1. 2-1. Accounts payable are approved.
Thank you.
Item F is to accept for recording various commissioner court documents, including but not limited to auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Good for him.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the filing of those documents or recording. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Monthly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I had something. Did you have one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I sent two of them.
Item G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve the applications for use of our roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item two is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action. Ms. Anderson?
Good
bid. I'm here to present the bids for the properties that's been struck off for Sharon and Donna this morning. Because they're off getting a good education. I think we only have two this morning. The first property is in Precinct 1. The bidder bids $500. The location of the property is on Cedarwood. It is Lot 926, Phase M6 in the Glenwood Acres subdivision. The land is valued at $2,800. The property got struck off on October the 7th, 2008, and the struck off amount was $7,950.
Okay.
I make a motion that we accept this bid of $500 from the property described.
Completely empty lot.
Yes, sir.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to accept the $500 bid on Lot 926 Glenwood Acres on Cedarwood. Those in favor of accepting that bid?
Aye.
That bid's accepted.
Second property this morning is in Big Sandy. It's in the Precinct 3. The bidder bids $20,500. Located at 208 Broadway Street, or West Broadway Street. It's Lot 5, Block 47 in the city of Big Sandy. The land is valued at, the property is valued at $45,110. The improvement is $78,110. And the struck off date was May the 4th of 2010. It struck off for $8,881.82. I can honestly say this is a old station that's located.
Is this the old Gulf station or is this the old Texaco station? He owned both of them, and it's hard for me to tell. But it makes no difference. I motion to reject.
It's the Texaco station.
It's the Texaco station? Okay. Like I said, I'm turning it down one way or the other, so.
Okay. Did you not go look at it?
I know what it looks like. Up until about a year and a half ago, it was a Texaco distributor for the.
Is there a second on the motion to reject that bid?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to reject the $20,500 bid at 208 Broadway, Lot 5, Block 47 in the original town site of Big Sandy. Those in favor of rejecting that bid?
Aye.
That bid's rejected.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Item 3 is to discuss and take action to transfer the 2003 Ford Explorer from the Sheriff's Office fleet to the Computer Technology Department. The Sheriff has a 2003 Ford Explorer that's available. Carmen is here if we need to ask her questions. The van that she has is pretty worn out. It's having problems. Over the next probably few months, shortly here, 3 or 4 months, we'll be having an auction of some of our vehicles. I think the auditor's currently working on that with the sheriff. And so now would be a good time if we want to give Carmen something else to drive.
Motion to approve.
Second. I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
All right, so the vehicle that you're driving is going to be placed in the auction is what
yes.
I'm understanding?
Yes, we're just replacing the van.
So we're only going to have one vehicle in that department still?
Yes.
Okay. Who's driving this vehicle at this point in time, Sheriff?
Nobody.
Was this a vehicle that was confiscated or seized or whatever? No?
Yeah, maybe that was confiscated or seized. It's a county-owned vehicle.
Due to some of our arrangements with the Marshal Service and the ATF and FBI, then that's one reason this vehicle came open.
Okay.
We need to also have that vehicle marked. I think when it's transferred, I think it should be marked up Shea County because it's an unmarked vehicle now.
You don't know how you mark it, so I'm letting you.
Okay.
Matter to me.
All right, we might should discuss that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not sure how specific
okay.
we have to
that's
be,
fine.
But,
that's
but we
fine.
Haven't posted that. Motion by Commissioner Campbell is to approve the transfer of the Ford Explorer. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Crabtree. Those in favor of doing this, making this action?
Aye.
That's approved. Item four is to discuss and take action to accept the roads in the Creekside subdivision into the county inventory as qualifications were met October the 15th, 2010. And Eric's here. He confirmed with me this morning that at least these roads are in good shape. Anything else, Commissioner Crittenden?
No, I'd just like to make the court aware that this is a subdivision that's just south of town, basically straight across the street from the cemetery or the airport out there. And they actually met the qualifications on October the 15th of this year. They had been there for, built and withstood the overtime.
Concrete roads?
They're asphalt.
They're asphalt.
So at this point in time, I make a motion that we accept the roads into Creekside subdivision. And I believe there's already been a name established for that road, if I'm not mistaken.
Do you know what it is?
No, I don't know what it is right now.
I don't either.
911 knows aware of what it is, so I'll make her aware that if the motion passes, that I'll get with her and let her know that she can go out there and post a sign.
Is this one single road?
Yeah, it's a road that's in the shape of a P, actually a backwards P, I guess.
Right. Yeah, it's like he mentioned, I went and looked at it a couple weeks ago. It goes in off 271, and that's a circle, and T's back to itself. So it's basically a mirror P, if you want to kind of look at it from the bird's eye. Like I said, the road itself is in a real good condition. It's definitely my recommendation to do a progress in the system that meets all the county standards for county inventory.
When it qualified on October 15th, that was the completion of the two-year waiting period, I take it, Judge, is that correct?
Yes. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to accept the road in Creekside subdivision into the county inventory. Those in favor?
Aye.
That road is accepted. Item five is to discuss and take action to assist Tri-County Community Action with their food drive November 15th, 2010 through December 15th, 2010. Commissioner Crittenden?
Yes, sir, Judge. This is an item that Ms. Gilbert, that runs the office here in the county, got a hold of me last week, and we discussed this, and in the past her office has provided assistance, food assistance. She provides the assistance all year long, but at this time of year there are several people have come to her and requested food assistance, and I think she says she usually feeds between 150 and 175 a year. She looks at that almost doubling this year, if not doubling, and she would like for the county, all offices, to consider contributing to this cause, and anybody else out there in the public, once this hits the paper, that would like to donate some canned goods or whatever they've got that they feel, the need to give, to allow the courthouse to be a drop-off location up here, specifically inside the commissioner's office, and assist the needy at this point in time with their needs or whatever. And she's here in the audience. If you would allow her to speak, Judge.
What action do we want to take?
I make a motion that we assist the organization in their food drive and encourage the other departments to donate the food items, and like I say, and have the drop-off location is inside the commissioner's office where Ms. Whiteside sits.
Okay, we just put a box in there maybe?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I certainly not opposed to that. Sounds like a good idea.
I think she may have some things she may want to add to what I just discussed. I'm sure she's far more intelligent on it and can elaborate on it.
And you're going to transfer it to her?
Yes, sir. I'll make for sure that it goes from point A to point B.
The motion is by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Campbell, to provide a spot in the commissioner's office for food drop-off for the Tri-County and to encourage the other departments to assist in this matter. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Mr. Goldberg. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. We need to go to the second agenda, which is immediately following the 9:30 a.m. regular session of the Upshur County Commissioners Court. The court will take action to canvass the election results from the November 2nd, 2010 general election. I have the precinct by precinct returns available here, as well as the tabulation that we would enter into the record. The tabulation reflects the tabulation is the prescribed form by the Secretary of State, which reflects the accumulation of all the precinct by precinct returns.
Motion to approve or record.
Second.
There's a motion by.
Do we not sign this?
No, I do. I think I do. Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to canvass the vote as presented by the clerk.
Second.
Glenn had already seconded.
I'm sorry.
The motion is by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell. Those in favor?
Aye.
All right, the vote's canvassed.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.